Good morning, everybody. Glad to see you guys made it through the snow apocalypse. it's awesome to have you guys here. Before I introduce my compadres from Cuba, we're going to have a little contest to culminate Missions Week. You'll see that there's 12 flags up there. Everybody can see those 12 flags, right? Okay, so we're going to do a little contest. You can give it to one of us, as I'm a missions team member, and any other missions team members. Guess what country each flag represents, okay? Wow. Anyway, so if you could turn it to one of us, we're going to have a tiebreaker, okay? Because maybe some of you will ace it, and maybe more than one of you will ace it. So then I want you to state whether or not we have a missionary in that particular country. That'll be the tiebreaker, okay? So in the event of a tie. I can tell you that there's two missionaries that we have up there in one of those countries. So, and they happen to be here today. So anyway, that should give you a big hint. But anyhow, if you'd like to play, I have a $40 gift certificate to Carver's right here. So hopefully you'll participate. Anyway, it gives me great honor and pleasure to introduce my good friends from Cuba. I'm going to have Joel, if you want to stand up. This is Joel Santiago. He'll be going first, and he's our missionary. Yodalis Santiago, it may be easier for you to refer to as Jolie. Personally, I've been with her all week, so I go, hey, yo. So you could do that too. No. Anyway, she's here too, and she's part of CCM. Cuba Connection Ministry, which of course Willie Santiago is too, and we support him. He's the second missionary that we support as well. And then we also have Brian Rushton. He's the president of World Serve Ministries, and that's who Joel works through, World Serve Ministries in Cuba. They're each going to be speaking as we go on the presentation as we move forward. At any rate, they'll be telling you a little bit about what they do and what their ministries are. Joel?
Hello, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity for share about my country, about our ministry. Thank you so much for this opportunity. My name is Joel Santiago. I'm be here one time, maybe it was years ago, 1 year and a half ago. Oh, 2 years ago, yeah. My name is Joel Santiago. I'm married for 28 years. I have two daughters and one grandson. And I'm working for World Serve Ministry. I am the Cuban, the country director for Cuba. It's a big blessing for me working for my country. And thanks God for this opportunity to bless my people. I want to start to speak about our work in Cuba. That is our country, Cuba, is 1,250 kilometers longer and the more, más ancho?
Wider.
Wider, yes. He helped me because my English is not good. It's my angel here now. It's around 90 kilometers. It's not a bigger country, but it's an amazing country, and it's a beautiful country. I don't know how many persons have been in Cuba, but our place, we born in Matanzas City, one of the 16 provinces in Cuba. It's like center west in Cuba. Our ministry working in that moment in the 16th province. Our work is around the church planted in Cuba. We try to work in the more difficult area for the church planter. Church planter, we have a lot of church planter in Cuba for the transportation situation because the people come to traveling for maybe 3 or 4 miles because need walking or coming in bike because we don't have enough car in our country. And for that situation, in each village, and sometimes in the same town, when it's a little bigger, we have two or three churches, the same denomination. And in that moment, we support a little more than 237 pastors in all our island. The majority is at the west because it's the poor area in Cuba. And we're working through the church all the time, but we're working in, I tell you, in the heart area. Can you put the last one? Yeah, the second. Yes. Yes. We're working in, for example, in training a pastor. We're working with children ministry. We're working in microfinance. All that for try to help our church to be like sustainable and try to be in better, mejor trabajo, poder hacer mejor trabajo.
Better, do better work.
Yes. Yes, continue the another. Yes. That is one of the examples of our church planted in Cuba. The reality, the church planted in Cuba start in the living room in somebody's house. The person, for example, give the house for the meeting, and the pastor coming and made the meeting in that place. Our church planted start sometime in between 5, 6, 7 person, but in a few months, maybe 2 or 3 months, growing very fast and can to come in 40, 50, 60 person. And inside the living room is not very, very good. For that reason, try to get the materials or whatever is possible and building some place like this. And we call that place like neutral place because it's not inside the house, the somebody, and the people feel better go at one place like this, neutral place. That is the example when our church obtained the help from U.S. or Canada and come to be in beauty, the place, and more better accommodation. That place, the reality is not legal because it's not legal in Cuba to build in the temple of the church. But it's legal to build in the garage. And our people obtained the permit for garage and building the temple. And it's the good opportunity to have our people. The reality for, do you understand, in my town is 55,000 people in Cuba. And we have around 100 cars for 55,000 people. We have permit for garage without car. But but it's okay. It's okay. God give the way for doing all that. In church planted, we working with the training pastor. Yes, another. And another more. Yeah. We're working with training pastor in that moment. We're working in 2 areas, but our dream is put more areas and the different denomination ask for that opportunity. And we have in one place with the new Pine Church, one place with 20 pastors, and another place with 60 pastors. Those churches alone can't be that because don't have the resources. Don't have the resource for doing that. And it's a big bless for WorldServe come to bless in this area for training our pastor. A church planted in Cuba growing, I tell you, very fast. And sometimes in statistic, it's one church every week. And sometimes it's one church, new church, every day. It's a lot. And for that reason, training for pastor is very, very important. But church planter is amazing, and it's a big bless, but sometimes coming to be like a problem. It's, we call that when the bless coming to be a problem. Because in children ministry, for example, every time we open the new church, the statistics say coming automatic around 20 children. As if we don't have the person training for these adult children is a problem. Because somebody needs to do it and need the training for that. We have in that moment six zones.
Zones.
Yeah, six place. Yeah. And in Cuba, and we have a leader in each that place. And for example, in Cienfuegos, in the center of our country, one of our leaders in that moment have 104 church in the ministry. And they are blessed, all that person, and made the big activity, no denomination. It's not the matter what is your denomination. And they are covering in that moment 14 denominations in the children ministry in the center. And everybody is coming together. And we have a lot of testimony when those children coming back at home and preach and teach the father, and the father coming to the church and accept Jesus. We have a lot of testimony about that. Another bad things happened in Cuba was in the last May 18. From Nazarene Church was the big pastor conference for the pastor coming with the wife at that big conference. And when they are go back to his place, 10 couples pastor take the airplane from Havana to Holguín and crash the airplane. And crash the airplane. And we lose 10 couples pastor in that accident, big accident. Was very sad for all our nation. But that couple have seven children, menores de edad?
Minor children,
and will serve, get some money for bless that children, and every month we can give some support at that family, because the problem don't finish with the father's die. Is the problem is when these children come into the grandfather's or grandmother's house, they don't have any condition for take that children. And we help in this area, and we help with food, we help with money. It's a big, big bless for the one of the more important things in all our areas we work in Cuba is training. The training for leaders, children, is one of our bigger goals, because we working now in the six zones with about 60,000 children. And we working in provide enough training for our people. And for that reason, we working in that proposal, the training 50 leaders, and these 50 leaders training another 10 leaders from his church or his denomination. And we working in that moment with 14 denominations too in that proposal. And at the end, when we teach that, we training that 50 leader, we working with more than 11,000 children, because statistic, the number in each church is around 20 children or more. It's not normal, less. Yeah. The next one. Yeah. Microfinance in Cuba is a little different than microfinance in another country, because we can't to charge any interest. If we give, for example, $200, we receive $200 back. And it's a little difficult for us, because for support administration expenses, so we don't have profit, but it's a big bless for our church. Now children ministry is support from the businessmen in Cuba, not 100%, but we receive donation from the different businessmen in Cuba. We start that project because in 2012, the government recognized is the economy is not good. And one day our president say, okay, tomorrow we need to close some factories. And in our place, from in Matanzas province, from 46 from 46 sugarcane factory, close 43. And the majority of the person working in was lose the employer only one night. They don't know when the next day don't have a job. The statistics say in some church the 50% in that village, the majority was the men working in that area, lose the employer in one time. And workers coming and start to working and give the loan for the people come to start the business and provide for the families and at the same time provide for the church too. That is some of the example, the agricultor, the horse and buggy for taxi or for transportation. We have a lot of testimony about that because when we give the loan for one person, that person need to employ another person, and at the same time we bless more than one family. In that moment, we're running around 200 projects in Cuba, and another 400 projects is completed. And we have 94% the loan paid back. It's good record. And in that 6%, they covered the loss from the
catastrophe.
Because at the east, we was 2 years ago, the big hurricanes and broken all the house and broken the business, all the crop, and was a very sad situation. And we forgive the loan. ¿Está bien? Uh-huh. Okay. Macro business is something we working in that moment, because I tell you we have some situation with administration expenses in Cuba, and now we try to provide and we planting some crop like in this place. On the left is when we planting the rice, and on the right is was 3 months later. Was an amazing crop. It was around 20 hectares. We planted 20 hectares and provide very good. But the reality is not enough, but we want to do our part in all that. We don't want to stay all the time for us. We need help. No, we want to provide for our people too. Because we was the very sad situation in 59 when the revolution started in Cuba. Our pastor lose the salary coming from U.S. And all the pastor don't was a salary because Cuba was like a mission from the U.S. And in that moment, many churches need to close because it's not support for the church. We want to teach our people now we can provide for us. That is one of our goals. That was the harvest was amazing.
Hectare is about, 2.5 acres or so, approximately, just to give you an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, the next one. Microfinance training. I tell you, for me, the more important thing is training our people because the government was the only legal employer in Cuba, and our people lose, ability for start business, and now we provide the training for our staff, and our staff provide training for the person when coming and ask for the loan. We have a very, very nice resultado.
Results,
yeah. Thank you. Bible distribution is something when we're doing and feel very, very good. Because we have many situations in Cuba. For example, I visited around 2 years ago one church in Camagüey in the center east in Cuba. And I asked the pastor, I asked the pastor for Bible. Is he have the Bible? Because I was Bible in my car. Because we need to take care of what do you need. When do you ask what do you need in the church? Because that is a big, big problem. And I asked the pastor, what is the Bible situation in your church? And he tell me, we are 50 persons and we have only one Bible, my Bible. And in that moment, I give the box of Bible, 20 Bible, and was a very, very big bless for this church and for me, because it was like a bridge for give the Bible at the pastor. In the small picture, you can see the prisoner. The government open, the reality is not open the door. They are, it's like they lock, they off the lock from the door, and our chaplains push the door and put 2,000 Bible inside the prison in all Cuba. Was amazing. Was the first time I hear about something bigger like this. Because sometimes they in the packets, a small Bible, and give because it's not possible. But the government say, oh, is, do you want, you can put some Bible inside the prison. And our people push the door and coming inside and give the Bible to our Christian prisoners. Because the work for the chaplains in Cuba is amazing and working a lot. The next slide. That is a testimony from our Bible distribution in Cuba. We try to obtain the better quality for the Bible is possible because we can to give one Bible for each Christian person. We try to give like one Bible for Christian family. The Cuban families is around between 5 to 10 persons because sometimes live 3 generations in the same house. And everybody read the same Bibles. And sometimes the Bible is not at home. It's in the neighbor house because preach to the neighbor and give the Bible for a few days. And sometimes the same Bible is around 10, 12, 20 persons read the same Bibles. And it's broken very easy. That is the reason sometimes we need to replace the Bible. Yeah.
Replenish.
Yeah. Women conference. Yes, the next one. Women conference was something amazing we started doing in November 2017. We bring some teams and they are teach our women in something we call like mini conference. We put, for example, 3 or 4 churches together in one place, and that person teach our women. And in that time, we can bless in 19 different places, 24 different denominations. Was amazing, and we have a lot of testimony about that. And later, we can make 2 conferences, and we bless 300 women's leaders. Don't work for everybody. Was only for women's leaders from different denominations. And we provide the materials for those women come to teach another women more. And in that moment, we continue to reproduce the books for those women teach another more. And we have a lot of testimony about that. In humanitarian, Cuba is a country is many natural catastrophes.
Catastrophes?
Yeah.
Disasters.
It's a hard word.
Disasters? Yeah.
It's close to Spanish. Catastrophe, pero it's difficult. Yes, yeah, so we have a lot of catastrophes in Cuba. Every year, maybe in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 provinces, some catastrophe coming. And the last year was very bad because the first time passed one hurricane for the east and they parted the center and destroyed the agriculture. And 7 months later, the crop start again. Start again and coming another and destroyed the agriculture for second time. And we decide to... to make like storage.
Warehouse.
Warehouse, yeah. Like warehouse for keep the food for when past the catastrophe, we are ready for bless our people. And was very, very nice. We received some donation from one church. That church received the donation first, but they don't have money for transportation and asked to us, okay, if you come to make transportation, we can give part of the donation and you can give for catastrophe. And was amazing because we can bless in the right moment when the people was the problem with the catastrophe. We tried to building another five more, and it's a very nice project. We need your praise. Your praise for that. And the bad news in that is our storage is empty in that moment because past the tornado in Havana, we need to give all the food we was.
Which is unusual. You don't usually get tornadoes in Cuba.
The tornado is something, yes. It's not used. Yes, that is the example when we call the pastor, okay, we have a food for your church, and the pastor have a car, give the transportation for free, and we can to make the distribution. Yeah. And that is another ministry, Yodali, my sister, she's running that ministry in our place in Matanzas. It's a handicapped children ministry. We was the opportunity to provide some wheelchairs, some wheelchair
beds.
Mm-hmm. Bed and different walk-ins.
Walkers,
and different equipment for the handicapped children. That is one of the examples. Yeah, that is the senior home, and we help that senior homes many times with food because sometimes don't have enough food, and we provide food for that senior home.
Elderly.
Okay, mission and vision trip. I love it. That the reality, I love everything, but my family is like I try to say. The fruit? Yes. Fruit from that. It's difficult for me to say that. Yeah. Somos fruto de un viaje misionero.
They're the fruit of the as a result of a mission trip that a lady took way back when and witnessed to the mother.
Yeah. For that reason, I love it, the mission trip, because when do you visit another country, Cuba or whatever country, you can to understand what happened in the life of that person. And one lady in 1938 coming from U.S. and visiting my place is not in the map, the reality, because we are from the farm. And she went at that place and she preached the gospel. At the first person received the gospel in that place was our grandmother, and changed the life, changed the future for our family. We can see that in another part of the family never accept Jesus. And now, three generations later, we can see how much was blessed my family, because one person one day decide visit another country for preach the gospel. And that is amazing. And for that reason, I love it, the mission. That was the one time Ernie was with us in Cuba. The reality, I don't want to speak too much about that time because was in the mountain and he is in better form than me. It was hard. And that is the result for the mission trip two is one church when visited the last one, please. One church visited that place, mm-hmm. and gives the finances for building that place, and that is amazing. Yes, yeah, so we visited some very difficult place for visiting the one handicapped children that time, and we need to go across the river for some miles. Yeah. And that is another kind of mission trip. And we try and was amazing. We feel a little fear when we're doing that. And we bring some businessmen from Cuba, a farmer, and we want to teach him how the farmer doing in that was in Canada. How the farming doing in Canada. We was a fear or miedo?
Fear.
Fear? Because we don't know what happened in that time. But he changed his mind, and now he teaches to another farmer how can doing in another way agriculture in Cuba. That was amazing for us. And it's a very, very good blessing for our farmers in our place. Yes, we're doing a lot, but we have the future plan too. Church planter, 200 pastor asked for us support because don't have the church can to provide support because it's a small church and it's in very poor village. And they are asked for support for can to continue to bless the church planted in his area. Training pastor, 3 different provinces ask for training, for help from us, for provide the material, provide resource for doing the training. Women conference, was amazing the last year, but this year it sucked for us because we can't to do in the 2 conferences we want to do in the next March. We made the plan for doing 2 conferences and don't was possible for finances problem. We need your prayer for that. Conference for men is our plan too, for bless our men. The reality I don't hear in Cuba about no denomination conference men, and we try to do in the first one. Increase the macro project in Cuba for try to be sustainable for the reason I tell you before. We need your praise for that. And I want to say from our people in Cuba, thank you for your support. Thank you, because every time we preach the gospel in Cuba, we know preach the gospel is our responsibility in Cuba, but alone we can't do it. And every time you support our ministry, you can do it that together us. Every time we give 1 Bible to the 1 person don't have any Bible, is a new believer, we don't do it alone. We're doing it with you. Thank you from our people. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, Joel. I don't know if the numbers kind of boggle your mind, but I'm used to it, and it still boggles my mind. How many Bibles are available for the folks there? Think about the cars. Think about what he said about the cars, the total number of cars for the town of 55,000 people. So it's it kind of boggles your mind. You have to experience it too. With that, Yolalis, why don't you come forward and tell them a little bit about your ministry with Cuba Connection Ministries and Willie.
Hello. Well, as Joel told you, it's a great opportunity to be here in this place. Well, my name is Yolalis Santiago. And me and Willie, my brother, has been here many times too. We are leading the ministry that is CCM and Cuban Connection Ministry. And the name, well, that we do is connect churches. We throw some country to Cuba and people that see the reality in a country like Cuba that people have hungry of God and depending of God every minute in the life. So CCN has been working for more than 20 years helping people through the help that the churches in United States, Canada, and some in Mexico too are sending to us. And we, through CCM, we has been a blessing for many churches, building churches, making distribution of Bible to it's many things, many areas. We help. We have areas and take care of people with disabilities. In this moment, we are groups from people, the grieving children, elderly people. It has been a blessing that people like you, people like your youth, has been in Cuba helping to us in the agriculture area too. We have many projects there in the farm with pineapple that they were working in that. So it has been a big blessing for us to have people like you praying for us, helping to us too. So thank you so much. Now I would like to show you the small video about Cuba, about the song of the scene that we are doing now. Old Havana. Can see there some pictures and video of that scene that we are doing there, and is many things and other things that you cannot see, but we are being a blessing in this place. But this is about you too, that there have been prayer pray for us, helping with everything. We are so glad, we are so happy and blessed to have people around us like you. So thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Alice. And lastly, I'd like to introduce once again Brian Rushton, the president of World Serve Ministries. You'll get more of a chance to, he'll give a presentation downstairs if you guys are going to do the luncheon as well, too. But I wanted him to give you a little taste right now. Thanks.
Thanks, Ernie. What a privilege to be here today with you this morning and to hear Yodalis and Yoel share the report. It's exciting what God is doing in Cuba, but he's doing work all around the world, and we're just excited. Just to let you know, World Serve Ministries, yeah, this is our 43rd birthday right now, so we're just celebrating our 43rd anniversary. And so we're excited. We started back in 1976 with Dr. Garth Hunt teaming up with Dr. Kenneth Taylor, who wrote the Living Bible. And so we distributed the Living Bible in 176 countries of the world. And so that's what we really started as. And then in the 90s, when Living Bibles changed over to Tyndale and everything, we actually started doing more work with the persecuted church. And so right now, World Serve, our mission statement is to strengthen the persecuted church. So as a charity here in the United States, what we do is we come along partners like what you're hearing from UL and Udelis today that are working in country. We partner with them. There's a lot of great things happening in not only Cuba, Ethiopia, China, Myanmar, India, all around the world where we connect with people, and God is doing amazing things. The revival in Cuba has been happening now since 1987, and there's a new house church being planted every day of the year in Cuba. In 1992, there's only 300 churches in Cuba. Today, there's over 13,000, and so we're really excited with what God is doing in Cuba, but as Yoel was saying, 70% of believers in Cuba do not have a Bible. I don't know if you could realize what that would be like for you if you did not have a Bible of your own to study, right? And so we've seen Bibles literally dismembered, torn apart, and then passed out through the church so they had something to read that week. And then they come back on the following Sunday and change pages, right, so they could just have God's word in their hand so they could learn a little bit more of what he is doing. But you know, it's interesting. There's lots of pastors, not only like in Cuba, but in Ethiopia where they go out. And there's a pastor, he goes out every 3 weeks. When he leaves his home on Monday morning, he says goodbye to his family because he does not know if he's going to come back because there's a good chance he's going to be killed while he's out over the next 3 weeks. We have many people that are being killed today as Christians. Many people are being imprisoned. I've been to China 38 times, and I meet with pastors who have been beaten to an inch of their lives. And yet they get up from their beating, and they go on, and they continue to preach the gospel the next day when they get out of prison. It's absolutely remarkable when you meet these brothers and sisters. I remember one pastor from Vietnam. His name was Pastor Bong. And Pastor Bong was in a prison cell that was 4 feet tall, 6 feet long, and 3 feet wide for 2 years. And that's where he lived. He had no lights. They passed his food under the door. And that's how he got his food. The only thing he could do to stay alive was let the mosquitoes grow in his hand, let them fill up with blood, kill them, and then write memory scriptures on the verse, or on the wall, I should say, so he wouldn't go crazy and lose his mind. And then after a while, he'd wash off the walls and start all over again. Just because 2 years in that hole, you could hardly survive. And yet today, he leads the whole church in northern Vietnam. Just a powerful man. And so God is doing such amazing things. But the other thing I want to say is your dollar goes a long ways. Yoel was illustrating the children's ministry. The budget right now for children's ministry is $50,000. Do you know how many children are involved in Cuba? 65,000. So less than a dollar per child we're having seeing successful ministry with children. And so it's exciting what God is doing through the church. Do you know that $50 a month supports a pastor in Cuba or in China or in Myanmar or in Ethiopia? The amount it costs you to go out for dinner one night, right, $50, pays the salary for a full-time pastor to work doing God's work in a church. Unbelievable. You all are saying there's 200 pastors right now that do not have support. They're struggling, and they're trying to make ends meet to pastor their church. They can't make it happen. And so we're looking for partners that will help us fulfill that need so that we can have more pastors teaching people. And so our number one passion is scriptures, by all means. Our next passion is doing church planting. Our next passion is teaching those church planters how to preach God's word. And so we have WorldServe Bible College that does that. Then out of the church comes children's ministry, women's ministry, men's ministry, prison ministry. All of that comes out of the church because we believe the church is the vehicle that God has chosen to build his kingdom through. And then finally, we introduce microbusiness so that we can help the church become sustainable. And that's what's so exciting. We have pastors and businessmen now in Cuba that are donating back to the ministry, back to children's ministry, because they're successful in business. Just one story. In November, our team was down doing a training in Havana, and a man came up there. He said, "Are you the guy in charge of microbusiness?" He was talking to Trevor, our microbusiness guy. He said, "Well, kind of. These are the people that do it." He said, "No, you're from Canada." He draped himself over Trevor's shoulders, and he just sobbed, and he just cried. And Trevor kind of was just taken by this, and the guy's crying on his shoulder, right? And finally, the guy got his composure. He says, "I want to tell you something. 18 months ago, I delivered papers. I got paid $10 a month. I have a family of four. And we were trying to live on $10 a month. We didn't even know where food was coming from sometimes. I'd start my paper out with my flip-flops on, and halfway through, my flip-flops would break, and I have to finish my route barefoot. But 18 months ago, you give me a loan. And then I got a second loan. And I got a third loan. Back when I was making $10 a month, I tithe 40 cents to the church regularly. That's all I could afford. Some of us wouldn't even think if you got $10 to live on, why would you give 40 cents to the church? Well, this guy did. He says, "Today, I have 17 employees. I tithe to the church $280 a month. He's making good money. And look, he says, I have new shoes on. Right? You changed my life. You changed my family's life through microbusiness, and I'm contributing to the church and making a difference there as well. So it's amazing what little we have, what little we give, goes so far in these countries, wherever we work with WorldServe. Today we're highlighting Cuba, but I just want to let you know, God is doing an amazing job. Revival is breaking out around this world, and we pray it would come to the United States. We pray it would hit us as well. But God is doing amazing things, and we need to just come alongside them. They're doing the work. We as a charity in the United States, all we're doing is passing your money along to them and making sure they're doing a good job, finding good partners like these people, and so we can work with them going forward to build the church. We want to help the nationals win their country for Christ. And so that's what WorldServe is about. So thank you so much for your partnership and your support. We appreciate it very much.
Guy, and those numbers kind of blow my mind. I don't know about you, but it's awesome. Let us pray. Lord in heaven, we're humbled. I can't help but remember, Father, how you said, if you do this to the least of these, you do it unto me. Thank you, Father, for the Santiago family. Thank you for Brian, for being here with WorldServe Ministries, and we just give you all the praise and honor, and we hope, and we're just really hoping that you'll do mighty things in Cuba and throughout the world with the persecuted church. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.